Hello, and welcome to Sound Collections, a new mini-series presented by KBBI Public Radio and the Pratt Museum. Each week, we will be airing snippets of interviews from community members around Kachemak Bay, exploring the found items that we collect and what they can teach us about our past, present, and future. This week, we will be hearing about the collecting practices of geophysicist Jeffrey Coble.
My name is Jeffrey Coble, and I originally from Kansas and Michigan, went to university in Kansas and then worked all over the country. Wound up in Alaska in 1994, and I like collecting rocks, minerals, and fossils. I have a lot of training in the geosciences, so my view of collecting fossils, rocks, and minerals is pretty different from maybe a standard collection standpoint, in that I enjoy, have come to enjoy the stories of the fossils more than the fossils themselves, I think. So, in fact, a lot of the things I consider part of the collection aren't things that I possess, you know. They're more things that I figured out or helped figure out, or and I enjoy those stories because it's really a historical interest, the fossil part of it. In Kachemak Bay specifically, I enjoy the geology because you've got a really organized system in the bluff of geologic pages of history, and they're very organized. They're organized chronologically, and you can see that right next to a beach that's a ocean transported and glacially deposited just jumble of everything from all over the place. And that mixture of organization and disorganization is kind of a fun problem when you're collecting.
Over the years, Jeff has encountered all sorts of specimens from around Alaska and the world, each imparting a unique clue to our geological past. During our interview, he shared a few examples with us.
Every rock has a story to tell, and it almost doesn't matter which one it is, you know. There's some really fascinating things you can learn just by looking at almost any rock. But over the years, you know, having studied them for a long time, I do tend to look for things that are different and interesting to me. But I still remember being interested in all the things that led up to this. And so, you know, you can look at a fossil, for example, and this one that I'm holding up here is a trilobite fossil from Utah that we found. And sure, there's this trilobite here, you know, but also there's everything else that lived at that time around it, including the cheeks of another trilobite and little baby trilobites. And if you look at it closely enough, it can really transport you back to that time, which is an unbelievable amount of time ago, you know. Or another one in the Pratt Museum collection is a fossil of horsetail or root tubers. They're starch pockets that horsetail stores energy to get through to the next year, you know. Well, those come about in the fall. So when you look at that fossil, you know that this fossil occurred from the fall of that year, but you don't know within 100,000 or even 1,000,000 years of when that was. It's just that you know that it was exactly that time of year. So that's pretty cool. You know, makes you feel really small because you realize, wow, you know, these fossils can be very precise, but also there's so much time involved in things that it's kind of a peculiar mix, you know.
We'd like to thank Jeffrey Coble for sharing his stories and knowledge with us. Thank you to Leo Ash for providing the music you heard during this piece. It's an original song titled Masking. We'd also like to thank all of you, our listeners, for tuning into Sound Collections on KBBI Public Radio. Sound Collections is supported in part by a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. To see photos of Jeffrey's collections, information about our upcoming exhibit, and to submit your own story, visit our website at pratmuseum.org.